promised myself 12 months ago that I wouldn't drink again.
Welcome back to Still Not Drunk, the podcast about drinking, hosted by a comedian who doesn't drink. That's me, Aiden Jones. How are you? I hope you're doing good, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast. Episode 10, huh? Fucking how about it, man? How about it? I'm currently in Ikaria on the island. My friend is getting married tomorrow. I'm recording this on the Tuesday because my mate's getting married, and Thursday is just going to, I mean, these next couple of days are just going to be an absolute write-off. So, you know what? Even though I don't drink, sometimes I give it a little nudge in other ways, you know? And that is part of my sobriety journey. I was actually having a lot of conversations with people in the last few days, being in, you know, like at a bunch of parties. Last night, went to this thing on the island called the Panihiri, which is it's the name day for the village Arethusa, where my friend's family are from. And it was this huge, this village is tiny. There's like a few hundred people live there normally, but there were 3,000 people there last night. There was a band playing traditional Greek music all night. We left at about 3, and it was like they were just getting started at 3 in the morning. The band was just playing and playing all night. It was incredible. And I didn't drink a drop, you know? I mean, I don't drink. And I didn't drink, and everyone else was drinking, and I smoked a bunch of cigarettes, which I've kind of surprised myself about how much I've been smoking since I've been in Europe the last 2 weeks. But I just, you know, people were kind of commenting on like the fact that I don't drink, and I guess there are some other friends of ours who are sober, who their sobriety is kind of different to mine, and I just personally don't have that much of a problem if I'm well rested and if I'm around good people, being out in an environment where everyone's drinking, you know? Some people do, I guess. I think it's really important if you go sober or if you're thinking about changing your habits around drinking to figure out what that means for you. And I guess, I mean, it sounds so cringy and whatever, but like, it's not the same for everyone. And for some people, it's like a hard, I need to get out of all of those environments and I need to get as far away from any of that as I can. And for some people, it's just like, for some people, it's just like, I want to drink less, or I want to change the way that I drink and the relationship that I have with alcohol and the situations that I want to drink in. And I just am so against the idea that to stop drinking, you have to do it this one way and you have to just like get out of those situations and cut off all your friends who drink and look down on people who drink and like, ugh. I love being around people who drink, man. I love being around drunk people. I love being in those environments when people are drinking. And yeah, I have different ways to deal with stuff and I take drugs sometimes. That was never a big problem for me. So, you know, I do it a few times a year, maybe. It's once in a blue moon that I'll take drugs, and that's just not something that I've ever had a problem with. But as I said to a few people last night, because people kept coming up to me going, I can't believe you don't drink. It's so great. And yeah, I mean, it feels good to have friends go, I'm really proud of you for sticking to the sobriety. It's been 4 years and counting. But as I said to people, you know, the alcohol was the thing for me, and getting rid of it was the best decision I ever made. I'm the best version of myself now that I'm sober that I've ever been. And it was also the easiest decision once I made it to stick to, because when I made that decision, it felt like a weight lifted off of my shoulders, and I've been lighter ever since. So there's a bit of that, I guess. Anyway, the guest this week on the podcast is Jason Mack, not a comedian. The first of, I think, many guests that are going to be not comedians, that are just going, I think I'm going to lean into more just interviewing people who are sober or have kind of made decisions around alcohol, rather than just comedians and trying to kind of mine for a relationship with alcohol that maybe might not be there. So yeah, that feels like a bit of a square peg in a round hole type of situation, where I'm just trying to force a connection to alcohol with someone who doesn't necessarily have it. It's not what I want to do. I want to take the podcast in a direction that's more about finding people who do have a particular relationship with alcohol, whether it's abstinence or not, and talking to them about that and finding out about their life and steering more towards how their life gives context to their relationship with alcohol that they've already thought about. So Jason Mack is a podcaster based in Melbourne. His podcast that he hosts with, Matthew Burgess. Sorry, mate. What we do on the weekend, it's one of Australia's biggest heavy music podcasts. So they started it just as a way because they were going to gigs, going to hardcore metal shows, that kind of stuff in Melbourne. And it was just a way to talk about the shows that they had been to. But over COVID, they started interviewing other bands because the bands didn't have anything on. So they were like, well, come on our podcast then and we can get them. And now it's at the point where they're one of the biggest podcasts in Australia for that scene. They interview huge bands. They interviewed one of the members of Slipknot, which is just insane to me because that's a band that I know about and I don't know anything about the heavy music scene. But also Jason has kind of been on his journey with alcohol. He grew up in Frankston, as we talk about in the pod, and then he moved to Melbourne when he was 30. His life took a big left turn from what it was before that. He grew into this heavy music scene, which is a big drinking scene, and then during COVID he realized the extent to which he was drinking, that it was affecting him, and it was just something that he wanted to kind of cut out. So we had a really good conversation about that. Jason actually hit me up and asked to be on the podcast when he first heard it, because he liked the conversations that I was having. So a huge thanks to him for coming on. I loved having him on. And I really hope you guys enjoy listening to him. The podcast this week, as is every week, sponsored by anadrinks.com.au, the best alcohol-free platform for getting any alcohol-free drinks in Australia. You can get delivered all over the country if you go on anadrinks.com.au, suss out all of their shit there. This week, they hooked me up with the Galactic, the Big Drop, Galactic Milk Stout, Big Drop Brewing Co. Man, this is, if not my favorite, it's got to be up there. It's one of my favorite drinks. I love a stout. I love rich flavors. And this fucking drink, man, it's so rich. It's so creamy. They actually, funnily enough, just reposted my Big Drop, reposted my review for them the other day on Instagram, which is funny because now this week it's the drink that we're drinking on the podcast. Complete coincidence, but I hope they reshare it. Big Drop, Jason actually didn't drink it because he doesn't drink beers. He doesn't drink anything. I think he had a little juice when we were recording, but that just means that I drank both of them. I drank both of those Big Drops. And I fucking love it, man. I'll go ahead and say it's my favorite alcohol-free drink. There we go. So thank you, Big Drop, for making that drink. Thank you, Jason Mack, for coming on. I hope you guys are doing good. If you're liking the podcast, please 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening to it. Like the Instagram page, share it to some friends, check the reels out, do all of that shit. And now with that, please enjoy this conversation between me and Jason Mack.
Cheers.
The mic cheers.
I've got a cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Chin chin.
Cheers.
So you were saying you pushed a couple of mates to record at the book at the Burgie.
Yeah. So I book shows and run and promote hardcore metal shows and shit. So I've pushed a heap of bands to go there because 200 cap. Because in Melbourne, there's heaps of small venues, like 150 and lower, and then there's nothing in that 200 to 300 range.
Right.
So there's the Workers Club in Fitzroy.
Yep.
Fucking sucks.
Oh, does it?
Sucks.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's hot as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Glass in the pit.
Right.
So it's like, bro.
Oh, they have glass on the back bar. Yeah.
So it's kind of falling over and shit. There's fucking glass everywhere.
Right.
There's no security.
Yeah.
And then you get the Fitzroy fucking wanderers.
Right.
They're causing trouble and there's no security. Like, I've seen so many fights there at shows and shit.
Really?
Heaps.
I wouldn't have thought, man. I always thought the Workers is a pretty respectable venue.
out the front, it's great.
Yeah.
Food's good.
Uh-huh.
But the front bar's good. In the band room, sucks.
I guess just because my experience of it is those Mondays.
Yeah.
That's what everyone knows the workers from. Yeah. And then they kind of trade off of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Friday, Saturday night show, right. Suck.
So where else have you got 200?
So that's 200. Bergie's 200.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Did the curtain finally close?
No, it's still going. I think they're pushing 300.
Okay.
So Northcote Social's 350. Fuck, I'm like... Rain Man on the fucking capacity.
What's the tote?
Tote is 230, I think, downstairs.
Okay.
90 upstairs, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Can't fit 90 cunts up there. but also, fuck the tote.
Really?
At the moment, fuck the tote.
That's what it is. I've heard about this.
Until it gets handed over.
They don't pay their workers.
Well, they didn't pay super.
Right.
They
which
got
is
busted
fucked.
Not paying super.
Yeah.
Like cunts. But they were selling, because they're selling up.
Uh-huh.
And the last chance, you know, last chance on, it's opposite Vic Market, it's on the corner, it's North Melbourne.
Like what?
Last near, chance rock and roll bar.
Near, like on the North Melbourne side or the city side? The North Melbourne side, near that Bevan Mix?
Yeah, so it's the corner of like Elizabeth Street and Victoria Parade?
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere there.
Near the Irish Bar and all that kind of stuff.
So it's like a rock and roll bar. It's like
cool.
It's a dive bar.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
But
it's good and it's open till 5 a.m. So
yeah, sick. And they've got a band room.
Yeah, so they got a band room that's 110. But they were raising money to buy the tote.
Yeah, sick.
And they had the bank, because the tote was $6 million to buy.
Yeah.
The bank had them covered for three.
Right.
So they're like, we need $3 million.
They're raising $3 million.
They raised it.
Holy fuck.
These cunts raised it. It was about a month ago.
And I saw something that someone was looking to do some shit or whatever.
So they raised it. They made the $3 million.
They crowdfunded it.
Crowdfunded it.
Wasn't the guy getting tattoos of people's
tattooed
names?
Tattooed people of like a certain level on his ass. So he got all these tattoos on his ass.
Man,
like,
that's fucking legendary.
Wild.
Yeah.
And then it was like a certain tier. You got a t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
They got to print 15,000 t-shirts.
That tier just went up because they got to fucking 100%. Pay for them.
So, but they made it. They made the $3 million. Like the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
It's like the whole Melbourne / Australian music scene has just gone, fuck, we did it.
And it's not just the hardcore scene. It's like
it's across the board.
Any
it's
music.
Everyone. Well, who played the tote? Some big fucking popular cunt just before COVID when the bushfires were on.
Right. Did they do like a big
Young Blood?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like him, but he's huge.
Yeah.
He was supposed to play Falls, and Falls got cancelled that year.
Right.
2019,
that's
2020.
Right.
Because of fires.
Yeah.
So all those cunts come back to Melbourne.
That's
and played
right.
Small
I remember
shows.
That in January.
Yeah. So he
no
played
shit.
The tote.
Fuck about.
Fucking 220 people.
I mean, surely, maybe
he'd
this is.
He'd sell out Rod Laver.
Really?
Easy.
Wow.
Played the tote?
And he played the tote.
So, like, the tote has. Is special to everyone.
I mean, it's always been special to everyone. It's forever. It's an institution. It's a Melbourne thing.
100%. Everyone knows the tote. Like, it's a shithole.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone knows.
Even if you have never... I've been there two or three times, I reckon, and you just know it. When
you
I
know
moved
where
to
the
Melbourne,
tote is. And, yeah. You can see it. You can close your eyes and see it. Like, it's iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
So they raised the money. Everyone's happy. Literally under an hour after they raised it, the tote posted... Hey everyone, congratulations, you made it. Fucking sick, good work. But we've gone to the valuers and
oh my god,
the price is going up.
Joking.
They jacked up the price on
it. To what?
To 6.6. And it's like as they made it. Like you're a pack of cunts.
What a fucking rat move.
So everyone I know, music scene and like bookers and promoters and shit, the word went out. It was like boycott the tote.
Don't
fuck these
there.
Cunts. Don't book shows there. If you go on a show, you got tickets to a show, don't go.
Yeah.
Call the bands that are playing there. Fuck them. So we dragged a heap of shows out of there.
Nice.
And they own another bar in Fitzroy. Bar open.
Yeah. Oh,
well.
Do they?
Yeah.
No shit.
So they're on the fucking
they're
boycott
on the outs
list.
There.
So fuck those cunts. But.
Oh, dude, this is so sick. I love this shit. This is some real community shit,
man.
Yeah,
100%. Because, like, the music scene's weird, like, in Melbourne. The same as comedy scene.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
And if someone's fucking up,
yeah,
like, oi,
yeah, what's this about? Totally. Yeah,
so
it's even a bit bigger though, I guess, because there's just more people playing music. There's more people in band. Just 100%. By numbers game, there's four people in a band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah,
man, did you grow up in Melbourne? Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from Melbourne. Whereabouts? I'm from Frankston.
Are ya?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm a bogan.
What was that like?
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
How? What? Back in when? Like, are we talking the 90s?
Yeah, 90s, 2000s. Yeah. I'm 35.
Okay, yeah, I'm 32. Yeah. We're like the same age. Mm. Yeah. Did you go to school down Frankston?
Yeah, grew up in Frankston. Stayed there till I was 30.
Yeah, okay.
And left. Come Shit. To the city. Yeah, I know.
So is there like a different crew down in Frankston? Is there Frankston people?
Yeah, there's Frankston
I know
people.
There's like Mornington people.
Yeah, so it's the same.
Same,
but less money.
Yeah,
so
I was going
like
to say
30% less.
You know what? I've never actually twigged, but if someone says they're from Mornington,
they're
from fucking Frankston, though. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, if they say they're from the peninsula,
all right,
they're from Frankston.
Yeah.
If they're from Mornington, okay. They say Mornington.
Okay, no, I've got a mate who says he's from the peninsula,
yeah.
And he's like not a hoity-toity dude.
Nah.
He's probably from fucking Franger.
100%. 100%. If
but you've got to clean it up if you live in Brunswick,
bro,
you know?
100%. Like, oh, where'd you grow up? I'm like, ugh. I just say it. I just say Frankston.
Heard of Moorabbin? Like,
yeah, bro. Even Moorabbin people would say something else, I reckon.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that southeast, it's a weird place.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But okay, so you went to school down in Frankston.
Yeah. Frankston, born... raised
yeah sick
there forever
and then you stayed around there. You weren't coming up to Melbourne?
Oh, I would for certain things, for like big shows,
yeah,
and for like comedy festival and like events,
right?
But I wouldn't travel up every weekend,
right?
I'd no mates up here,
yeah.
It was just
so you're just
bubble.
hanging out in Frankston.
Yeah, the furthest I'd go is like, oh, I don't even know, Mordialloc.
Yeah
like,
yeah,
Mentone, maybe Aspendale, float around the Bayside.
What's the vibe like as a kid in Frankston? Are you just walking around the area with two or three other dudes, like trying to find?
We just kick the footy out the front.
Yeah, really.
Just footy and cricket, like
drinking.
Yeah,
sport. Well, lots of sport.
Yeah, heaps of sport, heaps of drinking.
Yeah,
like drinking early. Like I reckon I started drinking year 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever that is, 13.
13. Yeah. Yeah. And you're playing footy?
Oh, just not footy, just street footy. So we're poor.
Yeah.
So like real poor.
Right.
And like club fees, too expensive.
Yeah, fully.
So yeah, we just kick footy in the
playing
street.
Footy like on bitumen.
Yeah. On asphalt, trying to kick the footy into wheelie bins. Like that was it.
And then, like in the summer, getting hot feet, like getting your burnt feet.
Yeah. Then just drinking cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. What did you were poor. What did your parents do?
Mum's disability pension,
mm-hmm.
Dad construction.
Yeah, right.
And he was like on fuck all and housing commission,
yeah,
like cheap,
yeah, wow,
yeah, so like real poor.
Was that sketchy or was it all right?
No, it was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah.
Man, that's cool. It sounds like you had a nice time growing up.
Yeah, no, it was fine. Like,
yeah,
I was smart, so I was a bully though.
Oh,
in
yeah?
high school, like not like a. I don't like saying I was. But
I was a bully in high school as well. But I feel like I used to say I was a bully and be like, yeah, it's fucking sick. And as I get older, I'm realizing that was also a cover because I was also bullied.
100%.
And I never 100%. Wanted to admit that I was bullied.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, man, I was fucking picking on kids.
Yeah.
Fuck
I, was,
you.
I just gave hell to teachers, really.
Because
I was just a little cunt. Just like a little ADHD kid full of beans, bored shitless. So I just shit stir the teacher.
Like,
if I couldn't get a bite out of the teacher, I just shit stir other kids and then.
What kind of shit? Did you have a grand memory when you're like, fucking, I got one over that teacher?
Oh, yeah. I made a teacher cry.
Yeah.
It was like, like it's fucked. But when, like, you know, like this is like 2003.
Yeah.
So when you get a substitute teacher on a Friday,
uh-huh.
You're like, fuck, you got the worst job, cunt.
Totally,
like,
on a Friday too.
Bad. And it's like, everyone just wants to get out.
Yeah.
Final period, like. I'm just going to give this cunt hell.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like, hey, miss. Like, and I feel bad because it's a woman too. And now I'm like, once I grew up, I was like, fuck, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But like, hey, miss, is this your first choice of career?
Oh.
Like, like, went the stab earlier.
Savage.
I was like, fuck, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I look back, I'm like, man, I was such a cunt.
Oh,
I would have beat the fuck out of that cunt.
And she started crying.
Like, chipped away. Like,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
The whole class.
Yeah.
But I was like the ringleader.
Yeah, totally.
And, oh, rough.
Man, I remember this one. I still think about, I'm actually still mates with this dude. But because I was, yeah, I was like in school, like I never had the one group. I used to play music. I used to play soccer. Yeah, I used to do scouts. I did all this stuff. So I was never like in the one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got bullied sometimes, and then other times I was the instigator. Mm. And there was this one guy, my mate John, who always used to, like, he would come up behind me at the lockers and fucking grab my ears and be like, "You're going really fast. You're a motorbike." You know? Super funny.
Yeah.
But he was also, he was very, he had big red hair, and he was a very violent, like, not like angry, but just like, just big, everything big.
Thrashed around. Yeah, and, yeah. Big erratic
big
dudes.
Energy.
Yeah.
And just the big red hair. And he used to do this one thing that was like his trick in class where he would get a pencil, if you can imagine it for the podcast, in between the fingers. Yep. So you've got three fingers around it. And then he would smack that on his head and snap the pencil. So he'd just be like, get it, and just go, and pencil would go everywhere. Right? Just this big freckled orange dude just going,
That's a fucking big image.
Real funny.
Yeah.
And he'd do it in class, and we'd be like, "John, do that fucking thing." And he'd be like, So one day, me and my mate Dickie, we're bored in science, and we're like, "John, do that fucking thing. Do it with this pen though." Because the pen had like, it was a special pen. It had like, the ink was in a solid thing. So if you smash it, ink's going everywhere.
Fucking oath.
And he's like, he's not a smart dude. He's like, "I can see what's going to happen. Ha, ha, ha. Then he's going to get everywhere." And we're like, "Man, don't worry about that. Just fucking do it. Like, it's sick.
Yeah.
Who cares?" Just like, don't be a fuckhead.
Yeah, and after, don't be a fucking coward.
A bunch of cajoling, we finally got him to do it. And he goes, "All right." And he did it. None of it went on him. It all went on this one kid who was just like a real dweeby kid. And this chick next to him who had an allergic reaction to the ink and went to hospital. And we were like, "John, why did you do that?
What the fuck, man? What are you doing, bro?" You know she's allergic.
Yeah, man. You're trying to bully this chick with the allergies? So, yeah.
Man, that's sick. That's rough though. Like,
yeah.
Imagine not knowing. Oh, I'm not I don't know. I'm allergic.
And yeah. I'm allergic to ink. And then you
sneak
just
attack.
Step back and throw this dude under the bus.
That's good.
But yeah, so I totally get that fucking stuff.
Just like, that was the time.
Yeah. Like, or just like, I don't know. There's something about being young. Were you an angry dude when you were young? Mm-hmm. Nah.
Nah. I was just like, just bored.
Yeah.
But I had all the ADHD, like I still do.
Yeah.
But all the ADHD, and just nothing entertained me. So just always. And I was just a shit stirrer, just trying to make people laugh, but by doing stupid stuff.
What do you mean when you say ADHD?
Like, I can't sit still.
Yeah.
Need to just constantly be doing things. Brains run 100 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Million things on my head. And then, just nothing stimulated me.
Right, in school.
In school. So, like, I was a fast learner.
Yeah.
But then once I learned what I needed to, I was like, now what do I do?
Yeah.
I'm just going to annoy this cunt.
Yeah, like, right. You learned all the stuff, and then you're just like, now I'm bored. These kids are still learning.
And the kid at the back that's just like throwing shit. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, cunt?
That's me. Yeah. He's just throwing stuff.
Like, throwing shit at the fan. Yeah. Just like, watch this. Ping to the fucking wall. Like,
totally. Yeah. And so you were drinking from pretty young too. Were you all through high school drinking like all the time?
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
So I was always, for my whole life, was weekend drinker.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think because my parents didn't drink. Like, mum didn't drink.
Right.
Dad would only drink on occasions. Like, I can't drink during the week. I've got shit to do.
Right.
But then weekends, fucking go nuts.
Dad would hit it?
Nah, dad was hardly a drinker.
Really?
Yeah. So dad's Sri Lankan. My man's Sri Lankan.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like,
yeah, no shit.
Half Aussie, half Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
White as fuck.
Yeah.
So my mum's white as fuck.
Right. I know another dude who's the same, half Sri Lankan, same thing, but super white looking.
Yeah, it's so weird because like, everyone's like, no, you're not. I'm like, they're like, why you got freckles? I'm like, because my mum's got freckles.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it works.
Are
but
you
like,
culturally Sri Lankan? Did your dad have a lot of that?
Not at all. Nah.
Was your dad?
And my dad's super racist, which is fucking wild because I'm like, like racist to his own. I'm like,
oh man.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, these cunts are sick.
What's his story? How did he end up here?
Just a grumpy cunt.
But like, did he like
his family migrated here in the '50s?
Uh-huh.
Just like boat people style on a boat. Went to Dandenong.
Yep.
Lived to Dandenong forever.
Yeah.
And then married my mum, moved to Frankston.
So he was born in Sri Lanka?
Born in Sri Lanka.
Came over here when he was a kid. Yeah, so wow.
He's brownish, but like no accent, no nothing.
Yeah.
You'd never know.
Man, but you know what? When I was younger, because, you know, I'm mixed race, Colombian, Australian, and like, especially when I was younger, a lot of the times, and I see it with young brown, there's a couple young brown dudes in comedy now that you can tell they grew up around white Aussies because the way they talk about being brown is like, yeah, fucking, there's fucking stinking, you know, like they're like.
They're sort of deprecating.
Yeah. To try and fit in.
Yeah.
Maybe your dad had like a bit of that, hey?
Oh, especially heaps of that.
In the 50s.
Yeah, like my old man got bullied growing up.
Yeah.
Hard, just because he's brown.
Yeah.
And like my brother, so I've got two younger brothers. One's brown, one's caramel.
All right.
And he, the third one, adopted. Got to be. Doesn't look like either of my parents. Wow. They won't say it, but.
You reckon though he is?
Nah, he characteristics are the same as me. We're like twins, but he doesn't look like anyone.
Yeah,
but
wild.
Middle brother, brown, like dad.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the only brown kid in Frankston when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And so like I had to protect him because I'm like, he's my brother.
Yeah.
And cunts would be like, why is your brother brown? I'm like, because he fucking is. Like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so because Frankston is like, it's whiter than the moon.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is the most Anglo part.
It's white trash. It's just so white trash filled.
And like none of them understood. And everyone was like, why the fuck is your brother brown?
Yeah.
Like, it's my dad's brown. They're like, your dad's brown? Like, come around and meet him.
Yeah, no like, shit.
I advise against it because he's a grumpy cunt. But yeah, so.
And especially like working in construction as well, hey? Fuck, man, he must be a hard worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so 100%. Just like live that life, come out of that family and do that.
Yeah.
And then provide for, and your mum's on disability support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was that growing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, and just getting pissed.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then did you find music pretty early on?
I got into music early. I think just like that angsty teenager.
Yeah.
Like new metal and stuff. I was like, this is fucking sick.
What kind of stuff?
Like Limp Bizkit and Korn.
Uh-huh.
Like they were the first ones, and then eventually like Slipknot, then got heavier, went down like the death metal route.
Right.
Like, got real heavy, and now I'm sort of expanded to a bit everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was early days. And then used to go to a heap of shows and then big shows, and then in my 20s I sort of dropped off.
Yeah, okay.
And went into that suburban mode.
Right.
Frankston got me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You what, like have a girlfriend?
Yeah, and
have
had a 9-to-5 and like really? Just like settle down, just have barbecues and watch a footy.
Yeah.
And, like real suburbia stuff.
Man, that's like Adelaide shit. That's bro, like exactly 100%. The same. That's it's it. The like, same fucking life.
Bro, it was like that. So just like on the weekends I watch the footy or go to the footy.
Yeah.
And then just have people around for barbies and just drink cans.
Yeah. What was the job? What was the work?
I've done construction for nearly my whole adult life.
Oh, that's right. You were saying you still do construction.
Some construction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you just finished school. Did you get a trade?
Nah, I worked in an abattoir.
Oh, yeah?
First straight out of school.
How's that?
It was actually awesome. So like, it was like a butcher shop, but big.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. But then I worked on the kill floor. So this is in Carrum.
Right.
And it was like a lamb boning room. So just chopping up fucking racks of lamb and putting them in a bag.
Yeah, sick.
Like that's it. It's not very exciting.
Just like with a big knife.
No, just a little knife. Just like a 5-inch boning knife.
Okay.
Yeah. So nothing exciting.
Yeah.
And you're just cutting, trimming off racks of lamb. Real easy stuff.
Right.
But when you're 18, so this was 2006, I was bringing home $1,000 a week.
Oh, man.
I was like take home.
That's sick.
I was like a king.
Yeah.
And because I'd grown up poor as fuck with nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the fucking best.
Did you like buy a car when you were 20?
No, straight away.
I got
a massive loan, got a fucking Commodore, put big wheels on it.
Yeah. Like just big full, sound system.
Bro, the
sound
the system. Works, everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. Did you have the subwoofer in the
fucking
boot?
Fucking no.
Oh,
the fucking,
man.
The subwoofer with flames on it.
Oh, like, bro, that's so sick.
Such a bogan. But,
not even a joke. That's
like,
so sick.
Sick. But man. Then, because I earned the most out of all my mates, because they were doing apprenticeships.
Yeah.
they're on $200 a week.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, it's my shout.
Yeah.
Pub. And so I just spent it all on piss.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, it was. I did that, then got sacked. Worked in a factory for a bit, then quit, then got into construction.
Uh-huh.
Been doing that 15 years.
What did you get sacked for?
Throwing meat.
Yeah, really?
It was like taboo.
To
like,
throw meat.
Yeah. So, like, you trim little bits off and flick it at each other.
Uh-huh.
And everyone did it.
Yeah.
One dude, one supervisor didn't like me.
Yeah.
Smart ass.
Right.
Metal dude. There's two metal dudes
in
the place. And we'd always take over the radio and put metal on. Like, fuck, what the fuck's this shit?
And this is the same kid that was ADD in class, couldn't concentrate.
100%.
So as soon as you figure out exactly how to, like, do the lamb shit,
yeah,
I'm bored.
Bored. I'm like, this is fucking too easy. I'm bored. Stop fucking around.
Yeah, yeah. Sacked. Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, so then moved on and then eventually got into construction and just before I was 20 and then, yeah.
Man, how – tell me this then because I've been grappling with this lately.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life actually because I don't know how to make money. I'm 32. I've been doing comedy 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't have any real like solid income and I've been fired from literally 14 jobs in my life.
Yeah.
And I've had another fucking 30 on top of that that I've quit or whatever.
Yeah.
How did you go from being like, I can't concentrate, flicking meat at people to having a job in construction for 15 years?
I got a job that was harder than I could do.
Really?
Yeah. I fell into it. So I fell into surveying.
Okay.
So that's like full uni course and shit. You don't need it. Got into that and it was like maths. I'm really good at maths. It's like real concentration stuff, but then it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
But then just busy. Just like, and after a few months, I was working by myself and had these jobs to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you got to do them.
Yeah.
Or if, I don't know what the consequences would have been because I just did it.
You just get fired probably.
But in saying that, I was at that first mob for 6 years and my boss fucking hated me because I was like still an ADHD little cunt.
Yeah.
And like I'd do jobs, but then say I'd finished a job at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else in the company would go to another job.
Right.
I'm like, fuck that.
Uh-huh.
Fucking going home.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to bill it out to 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, just because I can 100%. Work fast, I'm going to bill like everyone else.
And right.
He saw straight through that and he fucking wasn't happy.
Right.
Then, yeah.
And he called you on it.
Oh, he's like, you got to fucking stop fucking off early. I'm like, bro, I do the same amount of work. Uh-huh. I'm just quicker.
Yeah.
He goes, go do something else. I'm like, yeah. Go and play PlayStation at home. Fuck you. So.
What is surveying?
Surveying's measuring shit. So like, you know, so man, that's the hardest question ever.
I've so seen it. Is surveying the thing
you
with
see
the
on the
three
side of the road, tripod on the side of the road.
I see that. I literally had this conversation.
Like, everyone's like, is that a camera? What is that? What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's me. Well, it used to be me. I'm not that anymore.
You're measuring the ground and the height and everything.
Height, position, all that shit.
To figure out.
It's just measuring.
How this building's going to go in this place. Yeah.
So it's that, reading plans, and then like all of that sort of shit.
Yeah.
So it's really complicated, but the basics are measuring shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
And so you just found that was hard enough that you were not.
Yeah, so like it's involved enough.
Yeah, yeah.
There's heaps of brain work. It's heaps of thinking. Mm-hmm. So I need to be thinking all the time. And it's like heaps of measuring, heaps of numbers.
Yeah.
Perfect for me.
Yeah.
Like you see a fucking page of numbers.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, what the fuck? I love it. Bro, it's like the Matrix. I read it. I'm like, I can see all that. And it's like everyone else like, that's fucking gibberish. You know when Morpheus is fighting Neo in the first Matrix and all the gang are just like watching the green screen?
Yeah.
Like, the fuck does that say? They're like, man, he's fucking fighting and shit.
He's in. Oh, because they can just read the numbers.
That's me. I can read the code. Oh, everyone else is like, it's gibberish.
That's fucking cool shit.
So
you're doing this job. 26 or, like 6 or so years, you get another construction job.
Yeah, so I still survey, changed mobs to another mob, but then was starting more hands-on stuff, so more building stuff, not just doing survey.
Yeah.
So doing survey, but also helping build stuff and digging and using machines and with concreting, all that shit. Everything that's involved in construction.
And with the skills of a surveyor.
Yeah, so like
know what's going
everyone
on.
Can do, like the mob I work for, everyone's pretty handy on everything.
Uh-huh.
But no one knew where or what the fuck they were doing.
Right.
So they knew how to do it, right. But not where.
But you're like, I
so
know
I'm like,
exactly
bang, what... I know where this is. I know how to do that.
Yeah, sick.
So just like that little bit extra.
Man, it sounds like a pretty sick life, but then you're telling me you bailed on it all.
Yeah, I bailed on that again.
Yeah.
And because I was sick of survey.
Right.
And I was doing heaps of FIFO work. So I was flying into New South, like country New South Wales and stuff, and working on wind farms and shit. And it was all right, but when you're on like six flights a week on a Rex plane mm-hmm. with like 50 kilos of equipment,
yeah,
you get fucking sick of it.
Yeah, that's tiring as hell.
And when the company credit card doesn't work, and then you got to pay for yourself.
Oof.
I'm like, hold on a fucking minute. I'm stuck at the airport with some massive bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I changed again and become a construction manager.
Yeah.
So I'm still on the tools, but not as much. But it's more oversight, planning jobs and that sort of shit. So.
But I mean like so you said you were in Frankston and
yeah.
you lived that stuck in Frankston
oh,
life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had a partner?
Yep.
Had a house?
Yep.
Are you with the same partner now?
No.
Nah? And have you still got the house over there? Sold the house, split yep. all of the stuff.
Full restart.
When did that happen, first of all?
30.
30.
I reckon 3 months after turning 30.
Yeah, right. And what was that idea? Was that coming from you? Did it come from
her.
Came from her.
Yeah, she's like, fucking, it's over. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah. yeah. Do you want to go into it or we don't have to talk
no,
about
no,
it?
No, no, no. It wasn't very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just like... went to shit.
Right, the relationship
yeah.
was just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it was like nearly 10 years.
Were you thinking like we'll have kids or we'll,
nah,
you know?
So that was the thing. Like I never wanted kids.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
But just like avoided all that. Was settled down, but it was just like we just become mates.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, this is
and you're just like,
shit.
What the fuck is my life at this point?
Yeah, we grew apart.
Yeah.
And then we split up and then she moved out. I was going to keep the house and keep going. And then there was like a dispute between us. It's like, you know what? Fuck this. Sold the house.
Yeah.
Split the money. Paid
uh-huh.
her out.
Uh-huh.
Fucking peace and left.
Catch you later.
Yeah,
and moved to Melbourne.
Moved to Brunswick. I was
right.
Like,
why Brunswick? Was there?
So I looked around. I really like Fitzroy.
Right.
I like the north.
But it was always Melbourne.
It was always Melbourne.
It was always going to be
yeah,
Melbourne.
Well, I fucking hate Sydney. I hate Sydney. I don't mind Brisbane, but it's too hot.
Yeah.
But because I'm construction, I could go anywhere.
Yeah, totally.
And I thought about going to Perth and doing like the mines and shit, making
yep.
huge money.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, fuck, nah, whatever. But
never
nah.
thought about going overseas?
No, I looked at New Zealand, but uh-huh. the pay is shit and everything costs too much. Cost
right.
of living is too high.
Yeah.
And in my 20s, I got a few job offers. Like I got an offer to do some survey and shit in Iraq.
Right.
For the... Like army bases and
stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Then also like, I don't get shot measuring yeah. sand.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I can do that in Melton. Like
measuring sand.
Dude, when you 100%. Like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And it's just a fuck. Yeah, I mean, that sounds
like
terrifying.
The money's huge.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get like, I think the price is 300 grand for a
wow.
year. Like, yeah, that's sick money.
Yeah.
But, especially when I'm like 26.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's awesome. But.
You're probably pretty comfy in Frankston. You got all your mates.
Yeah, like
at
everything
point.
Was good at that point.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Maybe if you caught that offer when you were 29.
Yeah.
Things might have been different.
Early, but I was still green.
Yeah.
I was 21, 22. I was too young and mm-hmm. stupid. But got a couple of those sort of offers, like mining. Offers like one in New Guinea, one in Thailand, and they all sounded good.
Yeah.
Money was good.
Yeah.
But then the conditions, it's like, oh, you got to work in this fucking jungle.
Yeah.
Get malaria.
Right.
And like,
and just be
it's
fucked.
40 degrees.
Yeah.
And 100% humidity. And you're just measuring fucking iron ore shit. Like, bro, fuck that. Fuck that. I couldn't give a fuck.
And so, but now, like, you're up in Melbourne and you're like, I mean, we were just talking about the toad and everything. You're like fully in this community.
Yeah, so when I turned 30, yeah. I moved here. Still do construction, change companies again, but just refresh. And then started going to shows more because I was like, oh, I need to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I had heaps of energy.
Right, and all the mates are back in Frankston. No one else came up, so you're just here.
So I just started going to gigs and shows. And I had a couple of mates up here. And then we just hang out and go to shows and then start going to more shows and make more friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty friendly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just made heaps of friends and then started seeing how shows were ran and stuff and was like, oh, this is a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Well, I can do this better.
Totally.
So, because I can't sit still.
Yeah.
I'll get involved and started booking shows and that. And yeah, we started interviewing bands as well.
Totally. Yeah, you've got the podcast, What We Do on the Weekend.
Yeah.
Which is sick. I've listened to a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It started just like piss stories.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was like, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
Do stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then record it and laugh.
Totally.
And then it changed direction. We started interviewing bands and I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of promo. And then we're reviewing gigs.
Yeah.
And at first it was like, oh, if we can get a bit of momentum, we might get free tickets to shows.
Totally.
And because we're like, all we do is go to shows.
Might as well just cop it for
free. Save fucking heaps of money.
Yeah.
And we might get a beer sponsor or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that'd be cool. Uh-huh. And then it just snowballed. And now, like, I run gigs and people come to me for shows.
Yeah.
And people come to ask for the podcast. Like, it's fucking wild. Like, I used to have to chase.
Totally.
Message. And then cunts are just like, oh, yeah, sick, I'll see.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like.
And, yeah, of course. Just
get left on red and you're like, oh, whatever. You don't take it to heart.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I'm fucking chipping away and getting nowhere. And then it just, COVID changed it all.
Right. You reckon it was COVID?
Because I just hustled during COVID. So I worked all the way through. And then Saturdays and Sundays, I was bored shitless. I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to hit up everyone. And because all musos were sitting at home doing nothing. I'm like, you have to come on the podcast now. So they had no excuse.
So you spoke to everyone?
Everyone.
Yeah, dope.
And we got everyone we wanted. And then all the big names were like, oh, this is actually sick. I ran like a trivia comp. I just did heaps of shit that no one else was doing. And it worked. And then now big bands come to us.
Yeah, dope, because they want the exposure because you're a part of the community.
Yeah, we have the best reach in like the heavy music scene.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
fuck, man.
Bigger than labels. Like,
that's so sick.
It's fucking wild.
That's amazing.
I've made two albums. Like,
produced albums for people.
Yeah, so we do compilation albums.
Amazing.
For charity.
The What We Do on the Weekend compilations.
Yeah, so they're just covers. So I hit up all the bands I know. Like, hey, write a cover for us.
Oh, man.
Like the old Punk Goes Pop albums, like that.
Yeah.
But modern Australian heavy music.
Yeah.
Do covers. We've got two albums. We're working out the third one and run gigs. Yeah, just all sorts of shit.
That's the fucking coolest shit ever,
man. It's hectic though.
Yeah. Work. And tiring or whatever. And you're still doing construction?
Yeah.
Do you need to be?
Yeah. Oh, fucking oath. There's no money in podcasting.
There's no money in
No money in podcasts. Like, we got a Patreon that pays some stuff, like pays all the fees and all the bullshit.
Yeah.
And that helps. But it's not quit your job money.
Yeah. It's not big money.
Nah.
Yeah. But,
One day.
So when you come into the punk or like, what is it, punk hardcore, that kind of scene?
Punk, hardcore, metal, all that, yeah.
Because you don't drink now.
Yeah, no.
But that's a pretty recent thing.
Yeah, so I quit during COVID.
So when you came into the punk hardcore scene in Melbourne, is drinking a big part of that scene? I don't
fucking
know the scene.
Fucking
It's massive.
It's like, in the hardcore scene, it's not as much.
Right.
There's heaps of straight edge.
Straight
edge hardcore. But that's like its own thing again.
Yeah.
But like, it's entertainment. It's drinking.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all night based. It's all in alcohol venues. The venues make their money from alcohol sales. It's like, it's all ingrained.
Yeah. So. And is that a big, is there like a big masculinity element to it as well?
Fucking knows.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Like, is it mostly guys in that music scene?
Yeah, or
is
it's
it
most, like a, oh, no, the
like a 70-30 or something?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Heaps more women turning up, which
sick.
Is good, but that's like an active thing. Like, the scene's really proactive in incorporating, like, making everything more accessible to women, but, like, safer space.
Yeah.
Because, like, the old world,
mm-hmm.
and you still see it at, like, festivals and big normie shows.
Yeah.
Like, the suburban drunk cunts who don't go out ever.
Uh-huh.
They're real fucking touchy and yeah, it's like, man, yeah. that's fucking no good.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, in the smaller local shows, all that shit's out
the window. Like self-policing.
Yeah, 100%.
If there's that guy's in there.
Man, he's getting fucking taken out.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but, you know, it's probably 60-40 now.
Okay, sick.
It's like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
And there's heaps more women in bands.
Yeah.
Women and non-binary and, like, just across the board. Like, yep. it's really more multicultural as well.
Yeah.
It's not just fucking white angry dudes from the suburbs. Like,
it's like black angry dudes and brown angry dudes.
100%. Like Sri Lankan angry dudes. And it's it, like the best band in Australia right now, uh-huh. Speed.
Yeah.
They're from Sydney. The Asian hardcore band.
Sick.
They're fucking sick. They're taking over the world and they're just like Westies from Sydney.
Sick.
Fucking sick. And they don't give a fuck. They're proud. There's like docos about them and shit. It's cool.
I want to ask you some stuff about gigs. What's what did you love? Did you know when you moved to Melbourne that that was what you were going to do? You're like, I'm going to come back to Melbourne and get in and go on a show.
Nah, so I was going to shows.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted something to do.
Yeah.
I was going to heaps of comedy, yeah. shows, and just like doing stuff at night.
Yeah.
Because I've lived in suburbia.
And you're working in the day and, yeah. and there was nothing to do. Right. Yeah, there was nothing to do out there.
Because I can't sit still.
Uh-huh.
So after work in the suburbs, I'd just watch footy shit.
Yeah.
Just footy.
Yeah.
Like super coach and yeah. do all that shit. Just footy based.
Was there a particular show or a few shows that stood out here that you were like, fucking this is like.
Yeah, there was a big show 2019, I think. This Confession reunion show.
Uh-huh.
And that show sold out at Stay Gold. Massive show.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, yeah, this is fucking sick. And then that was like, oh, I should go to more shows mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And then was just going to shows there heaps.
I remember when I was listening to the podcast, I reckon yeah. it might have been during the pandemic or the yeah. start of the pandemic or maybe just before, but you were talking about Stay Gold. You're yeah. always down at Stay Gold.
Yeah, because it's like down the road from me.
Yeah.
I knew all the staff. Like I just got to know the staff by going yeah. all the time.
Yeah.
And
drinking there and staying
yeah.
late.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah. Like, I was always a bit of a bar fly,
uh-huh.
like, in my 20s and through work, because I work a lot on the road, so I live in pubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stay in a motel, fuck, nothing to do. I go to the pub.
Yeah, and meet the fucking
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, just sit at the bar, yep. have a couple of drinks,
yeah.
talk to the bar staff in, like, country towns.
Yeah, totally, like, man. Someone's always up for a chat.
100%. So, I'd always done that, and I was like, I guess I just had that in my head when I moved up here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big move, but
it's a complete, sounds like a completely different lifestyle.
It's a different world.
Yeah, like, totally.
So I moved up here and used that as sort of like my country town, local sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'd just go down there. People were really nice. The music was really good. It ticked all the boxes. I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a million pubs down here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course.
Like the retreat. The retreat's great.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a retreat.
Yeah.
But you can't just go in there by yourself.
Totally. Like, yeah, like, that's true. There's no bar to prop up.
Correct. But yep. also there's like, the retreat's like a mate's catch-up venue.
Yes.
You go there, three or four mates, sit on like fucked old school chairs
yeah.
and drink out the back.
Yeah, like, totally.
And that's great.
It's like a backyard.
100%. It's yeah. like drinking in a backyard.
Yeah.
And that's good. And then, yeah, a lot of bars are like that. But like, I'd go down to Stay Gold
mm-hmm.
and there'd be a gig on. Or just drink in the front bar.
Yeah.
Staff really nice. And then I just see someone that was familiar, like a music person.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just chat and just hang out. And so it was good.
Yeah, sick. And then what was the decision to quit drinking then? When did you stop?
September 2021.
Yeah, okay.
Just because I drank too much.
During lockdown?
During lockdown.
What does that mean, too much?
Like, I became first name basis with the bottle shop
uh-huh.
and I was drinking. So I was smashing cruisers during mm-hmm. COVID.
Sick.
Like,
love
like,
a cruiser, man.
Bro, everyone loves cruisers.
They're so good. The pom-pom
yeah,
is the
so
one.
The OG pom-pom.
Yeah,
so,
man.
So I was a guava dude because pom-pom was like a rare one.
Yeah.
But yeah, during COVID, we're like early 2020, summer of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, fuck. I was drinking Cruisers and someone was shit canning me for them. I'm like, bro, Cruisers are the best.
They're so tasty. What are you
talking about? It's just like sugar.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, nah, just drink beer, mate. Like, well, shut up, fuckhead. Have a Cruiser. Yeah. And then I like leant into Cruisers when COVID was going.
Uh-huh.
And I was drinking flat out. I was doing 2 to 3 slabs a week.
Wow.
Stubbies.
Yeah.
And then straight stuff, making cocktails and shit.
Yeah.
So I was just bored.
Yeah.
And then And doing heaps of drugs too.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
what's your drug of choice?
Ketamine. So I was doing really? Heaps of ketamine. Just because it's Melbourne, it's like Melbourne's the ketamine place.
That's such a ketamine. Yeah, yeah, Melbourne's such a ketamine place, isn't it?
It is.
And you're at home doing ketamine and drinking Cruisers by yourself.
The first Twitch stream I did, so I started streaming on Twitch during COVID and just playing music and talking shit, hanging out with my mates.
Yeah.
Because you know what everyone did. Everyone played Among Us.
Yeah, yeah.
And had like Zoom trivia nights, all that shit.
Totally.
So I sort of incorporated all of that into a Twitch stream, and because we like I had a little following and heaps of mates, and we're all doing the same shit.
Yeah.
So I set up a Twitch stream, and if people donated, I'd do shots. And more interactive.
Oh no! I have to do a shot.
Oh no! This is my favorite thing. And so, but I make everyone in the crowd do it. So
I'm like,
hey, if you hear this, like if they hit the donation button, thing would light up, shots.
Yeah.
And I'd my own custom shot glasses made. So I'd fill that up, fireball, everyone. I'd cheese the camera. Like everyone, film yourself doing a shot, tag me on Instagram. And it went nuts.
That sounds like the most fun.
It was so much fun. And then I'd take my headphones off and like fall over. I'm blind drunk. But the first big one I did, I was doing ketamine on Twitch.
Yeah, wow. Did you get booted off?
No, because I didn't save the file, so I wouldn't save the stream.
Yeah.
Because Twitch, go back and check afterwards, not live.
Yeah.
And so I fucking K-holed on Twitch.
Oh.
So I'm sitting here on the couch looking at my laptop and just like out.
Yeah.
And people are messaging me.
Are you
laptop's
okay?
Going off. And I had no idea. And then, like, I come to. And I looked at my phone. It's, like, blowing up. People are ringing me. They're like, are you all right, cunt? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Like, you were out of it for, like, an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Like, a long time.
Yeah, good one. I was like,
yeah.
It's a bit too much.
Yeah.
So, I, like, slowed down on that. And then, yeah, I just got burnt out during COVID. And then I was slowing down. I'm like, oh, I want to have a little break.
Uh-huh.
And I'd usually have a break every year. It's like a refresh after summer.
Yeah.
So I get to like Feb or March. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm going to do a month and clear myself out. And it was, I'd do it easy every year.
Yeah.
But on like Feb 28 or March 31st or whatever, I just like, oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
And just drink as much as I could.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, 21, I was like, I might try and get to Christmas.
Right, go all the way through.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll do 3 months.
Uh-huh.
See how I can go. So I'd never done that. The furthest I'd gone was 6 weeks, I think.
Oh, so wait, so you were starting in October or something?
September.
Yep.
I'm like, so it was before the grand final. It was prelim final week.
Mm-hmm.
So if my footy.
Second last weekend of September.
Exactly. My brain measures the year in footy. So I went, I'd a couple of weeks in and I was like, oh, this feels pretty good. And I had a blood test and they were like, oh, your liver's fucking.
Wow.
Bit, how you going?
Bit
and
cooked.
I'm like, is it damaged? They're like, no. I'm like, and then I was like, I got real happy. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good, be strong, man.
Bro, strong liver.
Strongest fucking liver in the game.
I know. Like, if you saw what I put that cunt through. But then I was like, oh, I'm a bit more grown up now. I was like, oh, it's a little shock to the system. I'm like, all right, well, I've stopped drinking. I'll see how long I can go for. They're like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm like, yeah, see. And I had a psychologist appointment about a month in, and she was saying, like, I was saying, oh, stop drinking. See if I get to Christmas, see how I can go. She's like, yeah, that's a good idea. How you feel? I'm like, oh, I feel great. Clear-headed, not thirsty. I don't even want to drink.
Nice.
It wasn't on my mind. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, how long have you been drinking? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, a bit. And then I like did the maths. So I was like, fuck, 20 years.
Yeah, no shit.
And she's like,
since you're 13.
Since I'm 13. I was like, yeah, fuck, 20 years. And then I thought about it. I was like, I've been drunk almost every weekend for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's not good.
That really bummed you out.
And it clicked in my head. That was it. I was like, okay, that's it. And that was it.
Shut it all down.
All off. The cravings, all the thoughts, everything about it.
Yeah.
Gone in the wind.
That was like that moment you were like, I'm not drinking again at all. Is that it now? You're not drinking again?
That's it. It's over.
Never.
Yeah.
Fucking sick, yeah, man.
It's over.
It's so, I had that moment when I've been saying, I think I quit when I realized that it was an option to quit.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. Like, no one talks about it. And I grew up in just drinking. Like, yeah. That's it.
That's what you do. You don't even question it.
The only person who wouldn't drink was the person who's driving.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you were and like, then, you can't drink, loser.
Sucked in your fucking driving car.
Yeah.
And then at 2 a.m., like, drive me home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, yeah, like forever, if someone didn't drink within the group,
yeah,
they get hounded. Like,
weird.
Fuck's wrong with you? Why are you drinking? You're too cool.
And the fact that you started when you were 13 is it's like you're too young to know anything then. You're just doing it. You're not like, why am I doing this? Why not? Or interrogating it. You're just like, you drink because that's what you do. And this is the first time that my parents haven't been watching me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that thing that everyone does.
I drank at work when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I worked at a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
I had a 6-pack of Jim Beam in the fridge.
Just drinking it.
Just drinking at work.
Yeah, like, man.
Started early. And it was just like, that was it.
Totally.
And I used to wear it as like a badge of honor that I was like, I was the drunk dude.
Yeah.
Everyone knew like, oh, Jace is here, party.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was the party dude. I was the drunk dude. And like, I wasn't a cunt when I was drunk, but I was loud.
Right.
And I was the happy drunk.
Uh-huh.
So...
life of the party type of guy.
Life of the party. But also, now that I see other people like that, I'm like, oh, fucking annoying. Shut the fuck up, bro. But that's just a pest.
There's something about a drunk guy that I kind of love in a heartwarming way where it's like, I know they're annoying everyone. And I guess it is annoying.
Yeah.
But I see it and I'm also like, man, I want to give you a hug.
Yeah.
And a little kiss on the forehead.
Just
you know?
Happy?
Yeah.
Happy just, drunk. I love a happy drunk.
Or if I see, because I was an angry young dude. I see an angry dude and I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I love you because I know what that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're so angry and that you're like, fuck everyone. It's like, brother, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, sick. So that was end of 2021.
Yeah.
Haven't drank since then.
That's it. Not a drop, not a sip, no nothing.
Oh, you beauty.
Just like a switch off.
And you're not even drinking the beers today.
Nah. So you're on the beers.
Yeah, I'm on the beers.
I don't drink the non-alc. So I got fucking iced tea.
Peach Amore.
Bro, $4 for a fucking cold cup of tea.
That's sick, man. What changes have you noticed?
Just like the clear-headed thing.
Uh-huh.
That was the first one. And I've tried to explain it to people. And unless you've been sober, I don't think you can get it. But also, like, where the fog lifts, and I'd only known fog.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was fog because you're in it.
Yeah.
Once you're out, like, oh, man.
And it's not so, like, clearly definable. It's not like, I do this better or that better or whatever.
Nah.
But you're just like, it is just easier.
Yeah.
Everything's like, just kind of easier.
Everything, it feels better. Like, I didn't realize that I was, like, under... this sort of duress working at like 70% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Just like, oh, this is how it is. And then like you lift that thing off. Like, you know when you wear your sunnies and they're dirty and you just wear them for ages and you don't notice they're dirty because
they're getting dirtier.
And they're dirtier and dirtier. And you're like, oh, that's fine. And someone points out to you like, bro, your sunnies are filthy. Clean those fucking things. And you clean them. You're like, oh, they're fucking brand. What's that? It's like that.
That's also the most Frankston analogy ever. Bro, you know when your wraparounds are all fucked?
Bro, when your Oakleys are dirty? Fuck.
That's good. Killer, that's good. Man, I think we're almost wrapping up here. This feels like a pretty natural arc.
Yeah, that's good.
Normally I would ask someone how they're finding the beer, but you're not drinking it.
Yeah, no, I'm not on
I fucking am gutted for you that you're not drinking the Big Drop Brewing Milk Stout.
It does look good.
It's such a good fucking beer. How's your T2 iced tea?
It's good. It's peach.
Is this a regular juice for you?
Nah, like I've never had it. Like I don't mind an iced tea, but I thought I'd get something different. Glass bottle.
Yeah, you're on the fucking waters.
I'm just waters. Yeah.
Even when you're out, like at the fucking shows and shit.
Water all the time.
That is next level.
I might have a lemonade, but then I'll get a pint of lemonade, and it's sort of a psychopath move.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so much
fun. Oh,
fucking,
I love a pint of lemonade. Like, it's so great. Fresh.
It's fresh, but then after that, you're like, if you have a second one, it's like, that's a fucking liter of lemonade.
Also, I just resent being charged $6 for a pint of lemonade.
I know. It's like, I remember in the young days, if you told the pub you were driving, you get free soft drinks.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm driving. Can I get a schooner of fucking Coke?
Totally.
And they're like, yeah, no worries. Driver,
yeah, you're
good
a champion.
Bloke. And now it's like, oh, can I get a pint of lemonade? They're like,
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same as a beer, thanks. Like, what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
fuck.
Weird.
Yeah, it's brutal.
But yeah, different. That's one thing I've noticed. I'll get a lemonade from venues and test the price.
Yeah,
and yeah, some joints are like $6.
Some joints really fuck you, man.
Fuck, 170 Russell charged me $6 for a schooner.
Oh my god!
I'm like, what?
That's a lot of money to throw a schooner of lemonade in a bartender's face.
Legit. And it's like, and it's mostly ice.
Yeah.
They fill the cup with ice.
Oh, you fucking
and then
cunt.
Yep, sick.
And the fucking post-mix is free anyway.
Yeah, no, I'll have a shot of lemonade with a fuck glass of ice.
You fucking rat.
$6. Yeah, cheers.
Well, man, do you have anything you want to plug on the pod?
No, I don't know, really.
Plug your pod, what we did on the weekend.
What we did on the weekend. We interview bands.
Yep.
Whenever this comes out, go to the YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the best videos, but they're cool interviews.
Yes.
Like, we've interviewed some big, big bands.
Nice.
And I don't promote the YouTube ever. So.
Just a little hidden gem.
Yeah.
And if
we've interviewed massive bands.
Australian or international as well?
Slipknot.
Oh, you've interviewed Slipknot?
I interviewed Slipknot.
Are you fucking kidding me, cunt?
Bro, interviewed Slipknot.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Which, who?
Jay, the drummer.
Fuck.
And he's the best dude.
He's not Joey anymore, is he?
Nah, Joey died.
Oh, Joey died.
Joey died.
Joey's the old drummer, right?
Yeah, Joey's the old drummer.
And who's the singer again? Corey.
Corey, yeah.
Is Corey still in the band?
Yeah.
Did you talk to Corey?
Nah, no one talks to Corey.
No one talks to Corey.
No one talks to Corey.
Right.
So Jay, the drummer,
yeah.
Well, Slipknot in general, did 3 interviews in Australia when they were here.
Wow.
And we were one of them.
One of them was you guys. Yeah. That's out of control,
fucking
man.
Fucking wild.
I didn't listen to that music that much, but I did love Slipknot when I was a kid, bro.
Everyone loves Slipknot. 100%.
Yeah. Vermillion Part 2. I've cried to that song.
Vermillion Part 2? Yeah, fuck.
I used to love, like Disaster Piece. Yeah. Iowa was good.
Iowa, bro.
Or what's the one, Gently?
Yeah.
You know that song,
yeah.
Gently? That's a fucking tune, man.
Bro, you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
That's my favorite album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Iowa
dude.
Would be my favorite album, that, I reckon.
Or ever.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
It's a big one.
You
somewhere in there.
You heard it first.
Yeah.
Well, man, thanks so much for coming on the pod. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good. It's been real fun.
If you guys are digging the pod, 5 stars on iTunes or Spotify. Fine, I got a YouTube too, mate. This is all going to be on YouTube.
Fucking
hell. Warts and all.
Yeah,
in
sick.
The apartment.
Oh,
and,
no.
And follow me at Aiden Jones Comedy on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is
What do you mean?
Why A?
What
do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah, sick, man. Well, thanks for coming.